Of course, the ISIS publicity push also includes gruesome execution videos. The latest one announced the beheading of U.S. hostage Peter Kasig. It also showed several Syrian prisoners being executed. Two of the ISIS killers whose faces are seen on that video have been identified as French citizens, and that's led to a lot of questions being asked in France. Christopher Dickey is foreign editor of the Daily Beast. He's based in Paris. What are people in France saying, Christopher, about the allegation that Frenchmen were involved in these latest beheading videos?
Well, I think people are very disturbed by it for obvious reasons, but also because these are not Muslim immigrants or the descendants of Muslim immigrants. These are people who've converted to Islam. In fact, what we're hearing from the prosecutors here and the investigators here is that more than 50% of the people implicated in ISIS-linked jihad from France are in fact Muslim converts who grew up in conventional French households in Normandy or Paris or wherever. And I think that that really is very disturbing for people because it means basically your next door neighbor or your next door neighbor's son, whom you never suspected, could turn into a jihadist.
So what are the numbers, Christopher? Approximately how many French citizens, converts and born Muslims are we talking about who've gone to Syria to fight alongside ISIS?
Well, the French think there are about 11 or 1,200 people, French citizens, who are implicated in jihadist networks. And of those, about 376 are in Syria and Iraq, including 88 women and 10 little kids. Of those, the majority appear to have been Muslim converts. Some of them may have had Muslim backgrounds, but never practicing religion in their family, and then they find that they are embracing their idea of Islam. And it's as if you, you know, it's very much as if you went to the Old Testament and took sort of every bloody passage you could find in the Old Testament and said, this is the lesson for us about how to lead our lives and how to relate to other people. And that's what happens with these guys.
And it's not just men.
Well, the young women, not so much as fighters. The young women generally go as people who are going to further the idea of jihad by marrying jihadi fighters and supporting them and bearing them children. And this is, for some reason, a seductive idea for some young women in Europe. And there is active recruitment of these women, not least because women are the prize that is given to bright young or not-so-bright young jihadi warriors. That's one of the reasons that when they're kidnapping the Yazidi women and girls, they're dividing them up and turning them into slaves. This is your reward for fighting. We're going to give you a woman. And in fact, there's a video of some of these young guys sitting around talking about how they're going to divide up the slave women that they've acquired. It's very medieval and it's very ugly.
How has the French government been dealing with this? I mean, are they trying to stop people from going?
Yes, of course they're trying to stop people from going, and they're trying to prosecute and are prosecuting people who are coming back. But I'm not sure that that's going to be terribly effective. You know, some of these guys flaunt their identity before they go and as they're en route. One of the people accused of being involved in the beheading video that came out a few days ago joked about how he went through the airports in his combat boots with his beard and looking exactly like a jihadi, and nobody bothered him for a second.
I was just reading, Christopher, about this new video from ISIS that was released yesterday on various jihadist forums and on Twitter, showing three Frenchmen with Kalashnikovs burning their passports and calling on Muslims to join them or stage attacks in France. Are the French waking up today with a concern of extremist Islam that they've never really known, do you think?
Not really. I think that the French have been familiar with this kind of extremist Islam in one form or another, but really this kind, you know, radical jihadi, bombing, crazy, violent jihad for a long time. Back in the early 90s, you had bombs going off here in Paris, in metro stations and train stations. A lot of people injured, a lot of people terrorized. The same thing had happened earlier than that with different groups in the 1980s. So I think the French, while they're certainly not cynical and passive about this, they know that they can live through these kinds of incidents, and it only increases their determination to crack down on these guys.
Christopher Dickey, foreign editor of The Daily Beast, speaking with me from Paris. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you.